RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Inalum wraps up Freeport takeover process. Economic Coordinating Minister says nothing to worry about current account deficit. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo announced on Friday that PT Inalum has wrapped up the process of taking over control of PT Freeport Indonesia, which has a big copper and gold mine in Grasberg, Papua. The state-owned aluminum company now has the majority stake of 51.2% of the subsidiary of U.S. mining giant company Freeport McMoRan Copper and Gold. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Friday said that the majority, 51.2% of PT Freeport, is now in the hands of PT Inalum and the price has been fully paid. He described that day a historic moment after PT Freeport operates Indonesia as from 1973. Inalum already held 9.36% share of Freeport and it had to pay $3.85 billion to raise the stake to 51.2%. He said the Papua Provincial Administration was given a 10 percentage point of Inalum share of 51.2%. Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution said on Friday that the current account deficit would reach 3% of gross domestic product or GDP by the end of 2018, but stressed that there was nothing to worry about. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, Minister Darmin in Jakarta on Friday said that it is a bit high, but nothing to worry about. The deficit in 2014 was even higher. According to Bank Indonesia's data, the current account deficit in 2014 was recorded at $27.5 billion or 3.9% of the GDP. While at the end of the third quarter, the deficit was estimated to have stood at 2.86% of GDP. Darmin stressed that there was no need to worry because Indonesia has posted a high enough surplus in capital and financial transaction. He did not mention any figure, but according to BI, capital and financial transactions stood at $4.2 billion as the end of the third quarter. The Indonesian Military or TNI Integrated Unit in Natuna was inaugurated by TNI Commander Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto a few days ago. This unit is expected to provide deterrent effect against threats, especially in the border regions. The inauguration of the Natuna Integrated Unit is also an embodiment of continuous ideas in which the planning involves TNI officers across generations, from TNI headquarters and force headquarters. Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, in a press statement received by Republika Online on Friday, stated that the construction of the Indonesian Military Integrated Unit will be continuously done in many strategic islands based on stages of development in the next strategic plan. He also said that the integrated TNI unit is projected to be part of the regional defense joint command, which will be immediately established. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security, Wiranto, observed Task Force of Indobat Garuda Contingent 23, United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Wiranto in Lebanon on Friday in a press statement expressed his pride to the chosen personnel of TNI who have opportunity as the world's peacekeepers. He expressed his appreciation on the achievement by the Indonesian military during its duty under the UN. The existence of Garuda Contingent always gets appreciation from other countries. Therefore, all task force units must have high pride as trigger to conduct the duty well for the sake of the good name of the state of nation. Students of the Faculty of Sport and Malang State University have made Indonesia proud in Myanmar recently. A university student, Bintang Herlangga Nurcahyo, won the third place and won silver medal in the Karate Class Championship Kumite 55 kilograms for men and men Kumite team at 19th ASEAN University Games in Myanmar. This sporting event of Southeast Asian students competes 17 sport branches. The participants competed for a total of 1,897 medals, consisting of 587 gold, 587 silver, and 723 bronze. The sport event followed by 2,078 athletes, coaches, and managers from ASEAN member countries took place at the Wuna Fake Building at the Indoor Stadium Sport Complex in Nai Pie Tau City, Myanmar on December 10th up to 19th. As stated by Republika Online, the Indonesian student athletes succeeded in winning 44 gold medals, 39 silver medals, and 30 bronze medals. Indonesia sits in the second rank in this medal achievement. The nation's flag carrier Garuda Indonesia recorded an increase in income toward the end of the year on adjustment in its ticket price, especially in October and November. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chief Executive of the airline Ari Askara on Friday said that in October 2018, the airline recorded $209.3 million in income, or a 4% increase from $201.3 million in the same month last year. In November, Garuda recorded an increase in income to $232.4 million, or 13.4% higher than $205 million in the same month last year. In the first 11 months of the year, the airline recorded $2.34 billion, or lower than $2.36 billion in the same period last year. Its income from cargo transport was recorded at $24.6 million in October, or an increase of 28.1% from $19.2 million in October last year. In November 2018, its cargo transport income was recorded at $22.6 million, or 4.6% higher than $21.6 million in the same month last year. Chief Executive of PT Jalan Layang Jakarta Cikampek Joko Duyono is optimistic that construction of the elevated Jakarta Cikampek toll road would be completed in May 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Joko on Friday said that his side would seek to finish the project before Idul Fitr 2019 despite suspension of work several days lately. He stated after 630 days of work, 91% of the project of 39 kilometers elevated toll road has been finished. He said that his side has to be thorough in preparing construction materials like steel, etc. Every hour, PT Jalan Layang Jakarta Cikampek has to make evaluation to ensure that the target could be achieved. He said every day until the deadline, 14 up to 15 girders have to be installed to meet the target. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from across the country, which inform you about what happened in Indonesia during the week. I start with the first news from Sungai Liat, Bangka Belitung. Bangka Regency Government, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, fully supports the village radio program in Bukit Layang Village carried out by RRI Sungai Liat. It is in the hope of delivering positive two-way information both from the government to the community and from the community to the government. Deputy Regent of Bangka Syahbudin at Sungai Liat on Wednesday, December the 19th, suggested that the concept of information received should be able to change people's attitudes or thoughts to better direction. He promised the regional government would seriously seek the smooth flow of information in the community. For this reason, various programs are implemented to address this, one of which is to open access to information through the village radio program combined with the community information group. The next news came from Purwakarta, West Java. Tajuk Gede Cilodong or Cilodong Great Mosque in an area of about 10 hectares is a new icon of Purwakarta Regency in West Java. The chairperson of the Tajuk Gede Cilodong Mosque Prosperity Council, Dedi Mulyadi, in Purwakarta on Tuesday explained that the name of the region was chosen as the name of the mosque as a confirmation of the elements of local culture. This was done to follow the customs of the old Kiai of Nahdlatul Ulama, namely to name pesantren with regional names. The inside of the mosque is decorated with various carvings typical of West Java. The carving is made from selected teak wood imported from Gunung Jati, Cirebon, also in West Java. Around the mosque, there are 9 drums that are ready to be a marker of the time to enter prayer times. In addition, 9 muazzin will also call for prayer when the time comes. The mosque has 2 floors and can accommodate 4,000 people. Dedi Mulyadi said Tajuk Gede Cilodong is the largest mosque in Purwakarta. The latest news came from Ternate, North Maluku. The Ternate City Government held the Ternate Harmony 2018 Parade as a series of the 768th anniversary of the city of Ternate. Involving thousands of people, it is a form of enthusiasm to maintain harmony among religious believers. Ternate Mayor Burhan Abdurrahman in Ternate on Tuesday said that the festival was held because Ternate has history of building kinship and relations among different ethnicities, religions, and cultures. He added, in Ternate there are village names such as Kampung Serani, Kampung Makassar, Fala Jawa Village, and Kampung Palembang that proves that the people of Ternate since the past have good relationships with each other. According to Burhan Abdurrahman, the activities that began from the Ternate Mayor's Office to Ayam Church, Ibu Suri Agung Temple, to the Kedaton of the Sultanate of Ternate showed the Ternate people to love diversity. The spirit of diversity that was formed in the Ternate Harmony Parade was as an effort to preserve and develop the uniqueness of cultural heritage while promoting the history of diversity among religious and ethnic groups. Well, that was news from across the country or from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. The first important event on this date is about emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia in West Sumatra. The emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia was established on 22nd of December 1948 and ended on 13th of July 1949. It was also known as the emergency cabinet. Before Indonesian leaders Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta were captured by the Dutch on 19th of December 1948, they held a meeting and mandated Syafruddin Prawira Negara to establish a temporary government. The next information is about Mother's Day. Mother's Day was established by the first Indonesian president, Sukarno, based on the Presidential Decree No. 316, year 1959, Sukarno established Mother's Day on 22nd of December. The date was selected because the first Indonesian Women's Congress was held on 22nd of December 1928 in Yogyakarta. The event marked the beginning of Indonesian women's struggle. On the day, leaders of women's organizations throughout Indonesia gathered to coordinate and struggled to achieve Indonesia's independence. The last information is about Indonesian Women Army's Corps Day. The day is commemorated to remember the birthday of Indonesian Women Army's Corps. The Women Military Armed Force was established in a bid to handle duties which require motherhood qualities such as accuracy, persistence, and patience. The legal decree of the Women's Army's Corps establishment was issued on 21st of December 1960, but actually the Women's Army Corps was established on 22nd of December, which coincided with the first Women's Congress held on 22nd of December 1928. That was Today in History.
Kau yang terindah, kamu yang halus, kamu yang lembut, itulah kamu. Kamu tercipta untuk sempurnakan semesta ini. Jaga perasaanmu, seluruh hatimu tak terbayangkan bila kamu tak ada di sini. Ku salut pada perempuan melahirkan aku. Ku salut pada perempuan yang kini menemaniku. Terima kasih perempuan, salut
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with a regular item, My Indonesia. Today it's on President inaugurates 4 Trans-Java Rail Road section in East Java. President Joko Widodo on Thursday, December the 20, 2018, inaugurated the 4 sections of the East Java Trans-Java Toll Road. The inauguration was centered at kilometer 671 between Ngawi Wilangan and Kertosono Mojokerto sections before the Bandar Interchange Jombang Regency East Java Province. In his remarks, the head of state explained that with the opening of the toll roads in East Java and Central Java later, Jakarta-Surabaya would have been connected and could be passed by vehicles. The president hopes that with the completion of the construction of these toll roads and connection to the 760 kilometers Jakarta-Surabaya road, it can provide various benefits for the people in addition to facilitating connectivity. It is also an alternative path for them. Not only that, it is also expected to have an effect on the economy, especially for industrial estates and special economic zones. According to the president, the integration between toll roads and these areas is very important. According to President Joko Widodo, the connection of the Jakarta-Surabaya toll road at the end of this year is a new history for Indonesian transportation because it connects Merak to Grati in Pasuruan or Jakarta to Surabaya. The president hopes that with the construction of this toll road, the mobility of goods, logistics, and people will be faster, easier, and cheaper. In addition, he also wants this toll road to be integrated with industrial estates, special economic zones, and tourist areas. That was my Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Voice of Indonesia with the news in brief. President Joko Widodo announced on Friday that PT Inalum has wrapped up the process of taking over control of PT Freeport Indonesia, which has a big copper and gold mine in Grasberg, Papua. Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution said on Friday that the current account deficit would reach 3% of gross domestic product or GDP by the end of 2018. But stressed that there was nothing to worry about. The Indonesian Military, or TNI, Integrated Unit in Natuna was inaugurated by TNI Commander Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto a few days ago. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security Wiranto observed Task Force of Indobat Garuda Contingent 23 United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. Students of the Faculty of Sport of Malang State University have made Indonesia proud in Myanmar recently. The nation's flag carrier Garuda Indonesia recorded an increase in income toward the end of the year on adjustment in its ticket price, especially in October and November. Chief Executive of PT Jalan Layang Jakarta Cikampek, Joko Duyono, is optimistic that construction of the elevated Jakarta-Cikampek toll road would be completed in May 2019. That was the news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will take you to visit Birah-Birahan Island in East Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Listener, Birah-Birahan is an island located at Manubar Village, Sandaran Sub-District, East Kutai, East Kalimantan. The island has wonderful tourism potentials. The exoticism of its underwater is breathtaking. It takes time and energy to be able to reach the spot. However, your exhaustion will disappear once you arrive in the island and witness its beauty. The splendor beauty of the island is not only the sea, but also its beach. Birabirahan Island has clean beach and white sand. The wave of the beach surrounding the island is not really big so that visitors can swim and enjoy the freshness of its water. Listener, in order to get to the island, you must go to Kenyamukan Pier first. At the pier, you need to rent fisherman's boat, which approximately costs 500 rupiahs to 800 rupiahs. The maximum capacity of each boat is 25 passengers. However, if you wish to travel with less people, the price of the boat will definitely be more expensive. The trip from Kenyamukan Pier to Birabirahan Island takes around 8 hours. If you are lucky, you can see a pod of dolphins swimming when you sail the ocean. Listener, when you arrive in Birabirahan Island, you will find that there are three zones of beach. The first one is called Coral Reef Zone. The second one is Cliff Zone. The third one is Algae Beach Zone. The Algae Beach Zone is not appropriate for swimming because the zone is home to sea plants, small fish, shark pups, and stingray pups. Therefore, the Algae Beach Zone is only suitable for those who want to do fishing. Nevertheless, if you are keen on doing snorkeling, you can explore the underwater beauty on the Coral Reef Beach Zone. Here, you will be mesmerized by the underwater beauty of Birabirahan Island. However, you must bring your own snorkeling equipment because there is no renting service which provides snorkeling equipment on the beach. Listener, Birabirahan Island is also home to the endemic species of East Kutai, namely penyu sisik or housebill sea turtle, and penyu hijau or green sea turtle, which are protected by the government. Every day, these turtles breed surrounding Birabirahan Island. Besides turtles, there are also other wildlife such as birds and monitor lizards living in the island. Listener, since Birabirahan Island is located in the middle of sea, visitors are suggested not to come during monsoon season. 80% of fishermen do not want to take passengers to the island because of the big wave during monsoon season. Listener, if you still have no idea about which place that you want to visit for your holiday, Birabirahan Island is a great choice for you to spend your holiday. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. See you on our next edition.
Aku tak selalu denganmu, tapi itu tak selamanya. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku
sampai kita tua hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang percayalah semua akan indah pada waktunya. Tak perlu kau tanyakan perasaanku. Yang pasti hanya untuk kamu. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Percayalah pada cinta. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang percayalah semua akan indah pada waktunya. Pada waktunya. Cuma ingin kamu. Percayalah pada cinta. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang percayalah semua akan indah. Sayang percayalah semua akan indah pada waktunya. Yeah. Pada waktunya. Semua akan indah pada waktunya.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Arari Word Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a special segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, technology and environment, also lifestyle. In this edition, I will inform you about Indonesian WSG 2018 eSport athletes. So stay tuned in to RRI Word Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Esports or electronic sports is a term for plural video game competitions, generally between professional players. Esports can be classified as one of the sports because sports cannot only be judged by how active an athlete is moving and how much sweat it produces. In fact, esport has fulfilled the three main components of sports, namely strategy, fitness and body coordination, and esport itself for the first time was competed in official sports events this year, namely at the Asian Games 2018. Recently, a female gamer from Indonesia, Feby Dwi, with Yuki Usagi's username, won the 2018 World Electronic Sports Game, or WESG, competition at the Southeast Asian level. She won the Hearthstones game for women after being successfully in the national qualifying round in November 2018. She advanced to the Southeast Asian level and won. Feby managed to become a champion after defeating her opponent, the Singaporean Wu Biani. The third position was won by Karakut from the Philippines, and the fourth position was won by Sukwan, a participant from Malaysia. The four of them will compete in the World Electronic Sports Game 2019, which will be held in China. They will face opponents from other regions who will also compete for $2.5 million prizes. Besides Feby, another Indonesian athletes will also compete, and they will meet it to the World Electronic Sports Games 2019, namely the Boom ID team, which was in the two top four in the Dota 2 game French. Well, that was Miss Eleni, which informed you about Indonesia sports athletes winning the WSEG 2018. We will meet again in the next edition with other interesting information.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you songs from Melly Mono. To start our segment, let's listen to a song entitled Free. Enjoy the song.
Betapa kau tak peduli untuk menyakiti. Ingin ku melepas segala perasaan padamu selama ini aku tersiksa. Aku mencoba untuk bertahan, tetap setia, namun ku tak kuasa. Aku mencoba tetap mencinta, namun tak lagi hati ini bisa.
I can be whatever I wanna be.
Listener, that was a song by Melly Mono entitled Free. The song was released by Melly Mono in the end of 2018 with different nuance. Composed with Nutia Surya Gumilang as the producer, the song Free symbolizes the new journey of Melly Mono's career in music industry. Well, listener, next let's listen to a song entitled Bagi Rasa by Melly Mono.
Melepaskan.
That was a song entitled Bagi Rasa or Sharing the Feeling by Melly Mono. At a glance, the lyrics of the song sound like telling about a romantic affair that is about to end. However, the song actually talks about someone who understands her lover very well, as no one can understand and love him more than her. Listener, the song entitled Bagi Rasa was released on September 2017. The song was a request from Mono to Badai, a songwriter that is known to be member of Kerispati band. Melly requested a song that can portray the theme of robust, tragic, and persistent love to Badai. It did not take long time for Badai to produce the initial draft of the song. The song received numerous compliments from Melly Mono's fans. Well, listener, that was the end of our segment, Music Corner. To conclude our segment for today, let's listen to a song entitled The One and Sendiri or Alone in English. See you on our next edition and happy listening.
Tak bisa aku terima nyata. Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Karena